You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fares on Auckland's public transport are set to go up this Sunday, with prices going up 4% or around 35 cents for commuters. But at the same time, AT is also cutting prices to its one-day pass from $19 to $18, introduced a $20 daily cap on fares, and made a 10% discount to off-peak travel arrangement permanent. Joining me now is Matt Lowry, the editor for urban design blog Greater Auckland. Te Nākwe, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, yourself?
And very good as well. So what do you think about these changes?
It's obviously very difficult for, it's going to be very difficult for public transport users who are now having to pay more to make the same trip. It's a situation that no one wants to be in. And in many ways, our agency has been put in between a rock and a hard place. You know, the costs of running public transport have been going up. And it's even worse now because there are fewer people catching public transport as a result of COVID. And then at the same time, there's only limited funding available, so they're sort of putting commuters between squeezing commuters to try and make up for that, when really the government need to be covering more of the costs of public transport.
Do you reckon that these rising public fares will just drive more commuters to their cars instead of public transport?
Sorry, you keep cutting out.
Oh, apologies. Do you think that these rising public fares will just move more commuters to use their cars instead of public transport?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're likely to see happen is a further reduction in the use of public transport as a result of the fare changes, and that's something that we need to be doing the absolute opposite of at the moment, and as we try and respond to the climate, try to respond to climate change and also just congestion and other things around the city, that we're trying to get more people moving around. So we want to be encouraging as many people as possible to use public transport. One of the things that Auckland Transport have suggested is that with the increase in fares, it's going to reduce usage by at least 500,000 trips a year. And we put that on top of similar or even higher amounts in the last 3 to 4 years, and that quickly adds up to a lot, for many millions of trips that fewer people are taking as a result of fare changes.
Right. Based on that, should the council need to bump up car-related charges like parking to make public transport a more viable alternative? And recently there is a plan by the council itself to implement road charges as well?
Yeah, I think that the Auckland Transport should be looking at reviewing things like parking charges at the same time as fares. So it seems odd that we increase fares at this time, but then we often don't change parking prices at all. So if we're trying to squeeze money from one sector of the transport community and not touching other parts, where that could also help impact usage and drive more demand towards, or encourage more people to use public transport. We need to be rolling out increasing charges at parking places, and at the same time, we also need to be rolling out to more places as well. So many of our streets are overburdened with parked cars, and we need to be managing that better as well.
Now, the government has said last week that it wants to electrify the public bus fleet by 2035. Do you think that decarbonising public transport will cause even more price increases?
What we know is that electric buses do cost more to buy, and the government are looking at providing some subsidies around it to help cover the costs of those, so that's really positive. But once we've got those buses, they're actually much cheaper to operate, and so we get benefits on that side. So Auckland Transport expect that the cost of public transport will increase, the cost of providing public transport will increase to cover these costs for a few years, and then after that they will actually start reducing because they're much cheaper to run.
Right. Matt Lowry, editor of Greater Auckland, thank you very much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.